drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci. Na telefonu imam znanega in spoštovanega člana slovenske skupnosti v Sidneju, ki je bil pred kratkim v Sloveniji kot eden od članov oziroma zastopnikov Slovencev v Avstraliji v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. To je nam vsem dobro poznan gospod Walter Šuba. Walterja imam sedaj na telefonu, kot sem že preomenil, in ga lepo pozdravljam. Walter, lep pozdrav, dobr dan v naši slovenski oddaji Radia SBS.
Dobar dan, Lenti, dobar dan vsi poslušalci. Kako ste?
Ja, tako kot drugi želijo, kot ponavadi.
Krasno, to me veseli.
Mislim, da velja tudi za vas. Walter, you were recently chosen to be one of the Australian representatives on the Council of the Republic of Slovenia for Slovenians living abroad.
We spoke
to you in January and congratulated you for accepting this position. Well deserved, and that applies equally to the other two representatives whom we shall be speaking to in future programs. Walter, we understand you also attended the inaugural session of the new council in February in Slovenia. If you could tell us a little bit more about this, as well as any other work activities that you may have been undertaking as the representative for the council.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, firstly, for your very nice introduction. I really appreciate that. Again, I'd like to thank everybody that supported me through this process, and it's my pleasure to represent, obviously, our New South Wales Slovenians in Slovenia. I did have the pleasure of being at the SVED this year in February. It was nice and cold, I assure you of that, so it's good to actually thaw out a little bit from the time being in Slovenia. Look, overall, we had a very constructive, I was delighted to meet all the other SVET representatives, člana SVETA. So in other words, we had representatives to everybody from South America, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, America, somebody representing from the UK, Luxembourg, Germany, Croatia, Serbia, and obviously the talent that was from Australia. That was there as well. So look, overall, it was a great group of people. Everybody brought something to the table. It was great to see that the process that the Slovenian government has given and recognises the potential of all the Slovenians worldwide that can contribute not only to Slovenia, but also to Slovenia can contribute to the Slovenians abroad as well. So it's this... I think it's a two-way traffic area there as well. So in other words, we can gain a lot from them and they can gain a lot from us as well to understand what are the issues and concerns that we have in everyday life in Australia. What can we do to enhance our cultural understanding, to maintain our Slovenian heritage in a better way, or shall I say, to enhance the Slovenian heritage that we have for our younger people, to make it more relevant and, again, ongoing. We can actually say that, you know, our second, third, fourth generation ongoing will still be able to reflect on their Slovenian heritage and be very proud of that.
All sounds lovely. What were some of the concrete themes discussed in February where some action or some activities actually being undertaken rather than just the platitudes which we often hear? Yes, more communication. Yes, we've got to encourage our younger generations. These things have been mentioned for a very long time. But what is something that actually is happening where we will see some sort of real result?
That's a very good point, and you're absolutely 100% right. I don't want to sound like a politician and give you just the la-di-da sort of variation to things. And look, the whole thing was based on what concrete issues that we need to put forward, everything from, you know, business people and Slovenians abroad paying double taxation in Slovenia and in the country that they are residing in. There were probably four or five items that we actually tabled and that we voted in as being the most prioritised them as being the most crucial in this area. That there was then proposed to the government, and then the government will go back now and try and get that through the government process. And
what were these items? What were these items?
Well, looking, obviously, the double taxation was one of them. We're looking at, obviously, the communication side of it. How do we actually make sure that we engage? Well, the biggest one was, how do we make sure that Slovenians still take up Slovenian language or maintain
their cultures and traditions, sort of?
The culture and tradition is one of them, but more importantly, the language side of it. So, in other words, the online Slovenian program that is there now, we've sent that across to all the Slovenian associations to make sure that they can actually communicate that to the Slovenian Australians in general, so they are able to go online and study Slovenian as well. Programs on how do we engage young Slovenians that are studying in Australia right now that want to do an exchange program in the University of Ljubljana, and how do we actually encourage that from happening. So there were some very, very positive sides. There are other sides that I think that the Slovenian government has to review that. And then once they've actually reviewed it, then that information will come through to us, and then we can actually enlighten all your listeners and yourself as well, Lenti, in relation to the outcomes of that. So at this stage, it's with the Slovenian government. They're actually looking at those things. We've actually spoken to our associations. I know Francis has raised these issues in Victoria, and I know that I have also done that in New South Wales. We've actually communicated with some of these people of some of these elements, and hopefully there's an understanding. The next stage is obviously getting a positive response from the government, and hopefully out of these four or five items that were highlighted, they will then be ratified, and then we can actually talk about what are the outcomes of all of this as well.
Pogovarjam se z gospodom Walterjem Šuberjem iz Sidneja. Walter je član sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence u zamejstvu in po svetu. We understand things aren't going to happen just overnight or with the click of a finger. There will be a process and things will take time, especially if you want to do things properly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think what we've got to do is, I think you've got my commitment, and I think everybody else that is attending there, that we want to make sure that this is a positive outcome. We want to make sure that people see this as a worthwhile experience as well. We're not there just to go there and have a soiree. That's not the issue. The issue is that we're genuinely trying to get some sort of programs to re-engage our Slovenians in Australia. In particular, one of the questions was made by some of the people there that we were speaking, is that new Slovenians that are coming into Australia, how do we engage those guys to come and join us or to be a part of our communities? Because a lot of the younger Slovenians that are coming here as professionals, they're basically, you know, finding their own house or residence. They've got a job, a professional job. They're working, and you know, they've got good English. They haven't got the issues of, you know, when the earlier generations that came in that wanted to have Slovenian clubs because of the communication issues and things like that. These guys come with very good English, are able to communicate, you know, widely at a high level with people, and in some cases don't even engage within the current Slovenian communities that we have here. So how do we actually draw on the new Slovenians and bring them into our community as well? So in other words, we enhance the people that we've got there, and also obviously support these new guys that are coming into the country as well with our understanding and our experience living in Australia.
I know I'm going to sound a bit harsh here, but a number of these new Slovenians whom I've spoken to personally have said that they have gone to the Slovenian clubs, be it in Sydney, Melbourne or elsewhere, and I will not generalise, and I shouldn't generalise, but I will just say this, it happened on a number of occasions that they were treated rudely and they were treated with disdain. They weren't made to feel welcome. This is something I heard several times. It's not just once or twice. Unfortunately, this has been a bit of a trend. I'm sorry if I'm going to upset anyone out there who may be involved in the clubs, but this is something that has been occurring with regards to the Novi preseljenci from Slovenia who have arrived in the last 10, 15 years. That is a problem.
And Lenti, I welcome that we're actually having this conversation right now, because if that is the case, and I have no reason to doubt what you're saying 100%, if that's the case, then we really need to have a rethink on how we actually are interacting with these people, okay? So the whole idea is that we actually bring it to the table, bring it to the forefront of the discussion, make sure that we actually engage other people other than just one or two individuals. I think the whole community, I think if we are good Slovenians, then all Slovenians should be involved in this sort of discussion. I mean, you know, we have to be hospitable. We have to welcome people into our clubs, into our churches, into our organisations, into our associations, because that's the way we actually grow. That's the way we maintain our culture, because if somebody comes in from Slovenia today or tomorrow or the next day, they're bringing brand new blood into this community, which means that they're bringing new ideas, new concepts, and those people, I think, need to be a part of us, because they are going to bring some freshness into it as well.
Now, indeed,
I'm not saying that what is old needs to go. That's not the case. What we have to do is make sure that we're relevant today, as relevant as we were back in the 70s and the 60s and the 80s. We want to be relevant now, so people that are coming here see the benefit and understand that they are a part of this community. So, you know, if somebody has had a bad experience, I think we need to understand that, and we should correct that, because that's not on. It doesn't matter if you're a Slovenian or Italian or Portuguese. It doesn't matter. We have to respect one another, especially if they're making the effort and coming to see us and wanting to be a part of the community.
And again, I wish to emphasise, we know, you know, that the vast majority of our tireless workers in our Slovenian clubs aren't rude. They're good people. It's a couple of bad eggs that have made it appear that this kind of mentality exists within our community, which 95% of the time it doesn't. But of course, when they say something such as "Nikoli več ne gremo tja, to ni za nas, smo bili tako slabo sprijeti, klub temu da smo hoteli nekaj pozitivnega prispevat, ne bomo šli nazaj." It's sad. I've heard it more times than I can count on my fingers now. So let's hope that something can occur for the betterment. It's for the betterment of our Slovenian community.
Absolutely, absolutely, totally agree. And I think everybody will be on board on that as well, because I think ultimately we're here for one purpose, is to be surrounded by people that you want to be with. I mean, you know, you choose your friends, you interact and socialise with them, and the same thing goes with if somebody's actually coming into this country that's brand new and we have the opportunity of meeting them and embracing them into our community, I think it has to be a positive thing. I mean, if there's some negativity there, I think we need to work through that, and I'm sure that we can turn those people around as well. So if they've had a negative experience, I think, as you said, let's focus on the 95% that is brilliant, excellent, and people that are tremendous assets to the Slovenian community.
Indeed.
They're the 95% we want to concentrate on, and let's help the 5% that are having difficulty with that concept, and see if we can actually improve on those people's aspects and make sure that they're turned around as well and they become more welcoming than the other 95%.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Walterjem Šuberjem iz Sidneja. Walter je član sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Walter, you're very involved at Klub Triglav, Triglav Club in Sydney, and of course they're going to have their annual Slovenian of the Year Awards taking place again in June, along with the celebration of the 27th anniversary of Slovenian statehood.
Yes, we are. We're actually working towards that right now. We've actually got applications that we're waiting on to come into the system, so they'll be due shortly. Effectively, this has been going a program now for quite a few years. It's an exciting time. We normally get 250 people into our auditorium at Triglav, and again, everybody's welcome. The most important thing is that we're actually acknowledging people that have actually worked in the communities, in our communities across all the clubs and associations, of what they've been actually able to contribute and we're actually acknowledging them, but more importantly also saluting the work that they've actually done in the past and hopefully in the future as well.
And no doubt we'll be speaking further about this special annual event with some other representatives who are on the actual organising committee for that event in June. But Walter, thank you for giving us the heads up regarding this, because it is a huge event in Sydney. They're just so well organised. Walter, what else can you share with our listeners regarding your position on the Council for the Slovenian Government for Slovenians Living Abroad? And in general, we spoke a lot about positive inclusiveness within the Slovenian community. What else could you share with our listeners?
Look, I think the great thing about this is it's networking as well. So it's understanding that we're not alone. We've got Argentina, Brazil, we've got people in the US, like-minded, believe it or not, we talk the same, we've got similar issues, the same wants in the sense that we want to make sure that we maintain our culture. I think interacting with those people as well, I mean, I invited the US guy to come across from Cleveland and join us, come on down, because they were talking about organising some sort of trip. We'd be absolutely delighted to have them come down and visit us, not only in New South Wales, obviously across Australia, Queensland, South Australia, Victoria. I mean, you know, we'd all love to see them if they can actually do that. So the interaction between us and the other parts of the world are very, very significant, because we can learn from them as well. Because if there's a program, and this is what I want to do, is to actually interact with those guys to see what programs they've had in the past, in particular people like Argentina that have been there now for quite a few generations, and they are really have got really, really strong associations there. So we can only learn from their experience, and we can learn from what works for them and what hasn't worked for them. So in other words, we don't have to reinvent the wheel so many times. So that's one of the areas that I'm focusing on right now.
Walter, thank you so much for speaking to us today here on SBS, and we wish you all the best in all your endeavours as one of the representatives from Australia on the Council of the Slovenian Government for Slovenians Living Abroad. And Walter, res najlepša hvala da ste se k nam pridružili tukaj u našoj odaji, da smo već izvedeli o tem prvem srećanju ki ste ga imeli u Ljubljani u februariju letos. Tako da želimo vam res obilu uspeha pri vašem pomembnem delu. In to velja enako za Francis Urbas Johnson u Melbourneu i seveda Jerneo Svetičić iz Queenslanda, ki je tudi zastupnica v tem svetu. Tako da, Walter, hvala lepa še enkrat za vašu prijaznost in vse najboljše.
Hvala še enkrat. Prvo lepo govoriti z vami svim in upam da imate sprejeten dan.